We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you. When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Here is some of the news.
Make it rain. News update.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Dane. It is Chris Pavona with your fantasy sports news update. Guys, NBA playoffs tonight. It's the pivotal game 5 between the Bucks and Raptors from Milwaukee. The series tied 2-2. Tip-off is at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Much has been made of Kawhi Leonard's occasional limp during games 3 and 4 of this series, but in a conference call with reporters Wednesday ahead of tonight's game, Toronto Raptors coach Nick Nurse maintained that his star will be ready when the ball goes up, saying he feels good. There's no concerns at this point. He's good to go. Nurse, however, wasn't quite ready to say the same about star point guard Kyle Lowry, who's been battling a thumb injury on his left non-shooting hand that he suffered during the conference semifinals against the Philadelphia 76ers. Lowry has been wearing a specially designed oven mitt since to try to speed the healing process, but Nurse admitted the all-star guard.
Did you say oven mitt?
Yeah, an oven
mitt.
That's
ridiculous. Yeah, an oven mitt, like, that's like a mitten. Like, doesn't he need his fingers? I think I see his fingers. Like, I guess the design of it is to cut the top off.
This is,
it doesn't look like an oven mitt.
So this is actually for – this is not during games. This is during practices and in between.
Okay. Yeah. I like when he's in the hyperbaric chamber and stuff like that. Okay.
You know, it's kind of like, you know how, like, you see some baseball players, they wear that oven mitt when
they don't
slide.
Jam their fingers during sliding head first.
They say it's kind of the same thing, but it also has like a little bit of a heating pad in it. So yeah, it's technically kind of like an oven mitt. That's
nice. I'm gonna look at Amazon for one.
All right. On the other side of this ball, though, in Milwaukee, shooting issues that have plagued Eric Bledsoe all postseason continued in Game 4 through the first two rounds of the playoffs this year. Bledsoe has averaged 16 points against the Raptors in the conference finals, though. He's only averaging 8.3 points per game. For Bled, it's making sure he understands we wouldn't be here without him. excuse me, guys. What I meant to say here was that Pat Connaughton told ESPN. Connaughton, thank you. Everybody gets frustrated with themselves when they're not playing well because they feel like they are letting the team down. He wants to play well for his teammates. Bledsoe finished with only 5 points and 2 of 7 shooting. He was 0-for-2 from three-point range and played only 20 minutes, 5 less than any other starter. He hustled out of the locker room before most of his teammates had even begun showering. On his way to the bus, he shrugged off questions and assured bystanders he would be all right. The Bucks system is built to withstand an individual player shooting slump, but Bledsoe is frustrated with just how long he has struggled to find the basket. According to Second Spectrum tracking, Bledsoe is shooting just 27% on his jump shots this postseason, the worst among all players with at least 50 attempts.
See, Joe, this would be the perfect player. Bledsoe would be the perfect player now back in Milwaukee for me to actually ride him and bet his overs on some of his totals, right? He's hearing it from everybody, but he gets to go back home, and he may be a kind of guy that the Bucks actually game plan in the first quarter to, like, get him hot early on. You know what I mean? Bledsoe, right. And I'm looking at him. His total is 10.5, Joe, in terms of points. He may be a guy I look to go over. He may be the perfect kind of role player to appreciate the home cooking and the crowd support and get going. You know, and that report that Pavona just said actually reinforces that I may want to nail Bledsoe.
Mm.
Well, I think the Raptors may have they might have some sort of strategy that involves their big time celebrity fan. Drake clearly hasn't been enjoying Giannis Antetokounmpo's struggles during the Eastern Conference Finals, but the superstar rapper's antics are rubbing some people the wrong way. A day after the Raptors beat the Bucks to tie the Eastern Conference Finals, a game in which Drake, sitting in his usual courtside seat in Toronto, was seen laughing when Antetokounmpo missed free throws and at one point even rubbed Toronto coach Nick Nurse's shoulders. Coach Mike Budenholzer was asked if it was fair that a celebrity received special treatment. He said, quote, "I will say again, I see it in some timeouts, but I don't know of any person that's attending the game that isn't that is not a participant in the game, a coach. I'm sorry, a player or a coach that has access to the court. I don't know how much he's on the court. It sounds like you guys are saying it's more than I realize. There's certainly no place for fans and, you know, whatever it is exactly that Drake is for the Toronto Raptors. You know, to be on the court, there's boundaries and there's lines for a reason. Like I said, the league is usually pretty good at being on top of stuff like that." Guys, yesterday they came out with the NBA All-Defense Team, NBA Defensive Player of the Year, Rudy Gobert, and MVP finalists Giannis Antetokounmpo and Paul George were leading vote-getters for the All-Defensive First Team. Boston Celtics' Marcus Smart and the Milwaukee Bucks' Eric Bledsoe rounded out the first team that was announced Wednesday. Gobert finished with 97 first-team points and 196 and as a result, earned himself a $500,000 bonus from the Utah Jazz. The second team, the all-second team, was Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, Kawhi Leonard, Joel Embiid, and Drew Holiday, who got a $100,000 bonus for that honor from the New Orleans Pelicans. That's the news for now. I got some news from baseball, football, and the University of Michigan has their new basketball coach, guys, and he's a Fab Fiver.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, hour number two here as we go through here trying to get you guys ready for the day's action in the world of sports. Major League Baseball today, of course, NBA Eastern Conference Final, as the Western Conference actually, as the Golden State Warriors are sitting there laughing, going, yep, we're ready whenever you guys are ready. And they sit there taking notes, watching as the Toronto Raptors are doing a great job of kind of laying out the blueprint of what's going on here with the Milwaukee Bucks. And it's going to be interesting to see how this how it plays out tonight. And I think what we got from Toronto there in game four, the last game, I think we might get a little bit more of that. This is, to me, is going to be all about the reaction. Yes, we know home court is big, right, Dane? I mean, the home court is big for Milwaukee, but so is the fact that Giannis seems to not be able to get out of his head these last couple of games. And I think a lot of that has to do with the defense that they're playing, his free throw troubles. This is not a unique story. We've seen this in golf. We've seen this with professional athletes, baseball, where all of a sudden, a guy on top of the world strikes out three times in one game, misses a 2-foot putt, and then all of a sudden it starts to snowball. And when it comes to sports and it comes to these professional athletes, sometimes it is the hardest thing to do is to stop that backwards momentum, that whatever it is that you're not doing well, the slumps in baseball, right? It's so hard to be able to go the other way. But it usually starts above the shoulders. It's never he doesn't have the talent or she doesn't have the talent. It's always they can't get out of their damn heads because they're already convincing themselves that they're going to miss. And that's kind of what's happening here, I think, with Giannis. And I think that Toronto, to their credit, has seen a flaw in his game and has gone, once we get him talking to himself, hence the air balls, with the free throws. Once we get him talking to himself, it kind of snowballs for him. And then all of a sudden, he's off his game, and then Toronto goes, ha-ha, here's the opening we needed. And that, to me, I can't wait to see the first set of free throws that Giannis has tonight. That's going to tell us a lot as to what kind of game this is going to be.
It is. And if he hits it, that crowd is going to go bonkers.
Nuts.
Home court matters, baby.
That's it. And if he airballs it, you're going to be ugly here, people.
Yeah. I wonder if Drake will be there tonight.
Yeah, good point, man. We'll talk about it coming up.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your Daily Roto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Welcome in here, Dane Martinez, Joe Ranieri. Make it rain. What we're looking to make it do for you here on this Thursday as we get ready. Kind of hard to believe here. As we get ready for NBA action game five. The Stanley Cup just around the corner. Major League Baseball getting ready to start again today. I think we got a couple of early games happening. And last night, of course, the Yankees did some amazing things again, but it's all against the Orioles. That seems to be what happened there. And I thought maybe one of the funniest things was Gleyber Torres seems to be, he should only play against the Orioles. If he does, yeah. I think he's going to be a
90 home runs a season.
Yeah, the call from the broadcaster for the O's.
Ah, yes.
Was just absolutely hilarious. He hit two home runs and Gary Thaun for the Orioles. This was when he got up early on in the game. It was already 4-0 Yankees, and this was the call from Gary Thaun on Gleyber Torres last
night. During the streak, he's hitting over 400 during this 10-game hit streak. Torres pumps that one in the air. That's left center field. Wilgerson back. I don't know. Goodbye, home run. I just, you cannot imagine this happening in Major League Baseball or any other place in baseball. I mean, he is just unstoppable. And it's all home runs against the Orioles. And it is 5-0.
Yeah, it's, but of course, you would think that, you know, that would be it once. But no, no, no. He came up again a little bit later on in that afternoon.
Four hits in that ballgame. Two of the runs earned. In the air to right field. Mancini going back on the ball by Torres. Way back. Up and... I don't even know. Goodbye, home run. I mean, last two at bats, he's hit home runs numbers 11 and 12 on the season.
Yep.
And now has 10 home runs against the Orioles.
He almost walked out of the booth there, Gary Thorne, after that second home
like
run.
Bob Uecker in the movie Major League, you know? Yeah.
He just didn't know what to say. It was hysterical. He was just like, I don't know. I have no idea what's going on. It was like, I've never seen it before. It was crazy. Absolutely crazy. And Yankees held on, of course, 1-2 there. So the run line at minus 160 was certainly in play. And then, of course, you had the Mets had a interesting thing going on there over against the Nationals. You had what a matchup that was, right? DeGrom taking on Scherzer. The over-under in that game was 6.5. And that game was 1-0 going into the eighth inning there. Scherzer had pitched great. DeGrom had pitched great. Only one home run in the game. It was awesome. And then, of course, the eighth inning happened and all hell broke loose. Yeah, that's exactly it. And then how about Rajay Davis had himself quite the night last night. First of all, he had to get ready for the game in the minor leagues, right? That's how the day started, getting himself ready in the minor leagues. He gets called up before the game, right? So he had just taken batting practice with the Syracuse Mets in Pennsylvania when all of a sudden he got word that, hey, we need you over at the stadium here. Let's go. He took a two-hour Uber ride to Citi Field, right, to get there for the game. He got to the game in the third inning. He then got lost inside Citi Field as he tried to find the clubhouse, right? He was wandering around. And then shortly after getting his uniform on, he ends up becoming a pinch hitter. And what does he do as a pinch hitter? He ends up crushing a three-run home run last night in that inning there, that big eighth inning. And, of course, the Mets went in on to win. Not only did they win 6-1, they scored six runs in the eighth inning, but they also ended up hitting the over 6.5. Big torn ticket last night for those that had the under in the game. But what a night for him, man. You know, taking BP, all of a sudden you got to hop in a two-hour Uber ride. You head over, and then boom, just like that. Now you got a pinch hit. You get lost inside the stadium. And, oh, yeah, you hit a three-run home run to cap a six-run eighth inning, and you guys end up beating Scherzer and the Nationals. I don't know that you could have written it any better than that, man.
Yeah, or could you write it any better for the damn Uber driver, Joe? Like, what kind of tip you think this guy is going to get for a two-hour Uber drive? You know, that's what Kawhi needs to do in Toronto. Remember the Kawhi and Dine Uber drivers are going to give it to you for free? Be like, yeah, I'm driving from Toronto down to New York. It's free, right? You know, so the headline is the damn Uber driver.
Yeah, correct. Absolutely nuts. I thought that was absolutely crazy. I mean, two great stories. That's something he'll be able to tell his kids, his grandkids,
for sure.
Forever.
Well, Rajai Davis, if you remember also with the Indians and Cubs World Series, it was Rajai Davis, I believe, in extra innings for the Indians, right?
Yes,
that hit the home run that forced extra innings in Game 7 of the World Series. So Rajai Davis, not scared of the big stage or the clutch moment.
No. And, an interesting other story that came out. I don't know what's going on. You have any idea? I wonder what they're saying in New York. What is going on with Stanton? Because now apparently
he's shut him down again.
What is going on there?
He was in a double A game and they, I think it was calf tightness, something like that. So he didn't play in the double A game, you know, his second of back-to-back games. And things were trending in the right direction, but they pulled him. So now we don't have word. They're kind of, you know, maybe it was a setback, but they're gonna hold off on him. But here's what I will say, though, Joe. You know, yes, Stanton may have a holdup, but Judge is on the road to recovery. Paxton is on the road to recovery. Didi Gregorius playing in rehab games. So the Yankees, who, by the way, are in first place, are getting multiple All-Stars back in the next couple of weeks. It does look like Stanton may have hit a hiccup. But, you know, guys like Didi, Judge, Paxton on the way, Betances throwing from flat ground, you know. So, I mean, reinforcements, the cavalry is coming for the Yankees.
Yeah, no, it is. It's on the way, and they've already. As long as they can keep playing the Orioles, I think they're going to be just fine, and they should be all good to go there. It's gonna be fun. I think it's an interesting lineup here today. I think the Nationals and the Mets, they've got a 12:00 Eastern time start. Yeah. There's also a 12:30 Pittsburgh and Colorado.
Pittsburgh getaway days. Are they both traveling? Is one of those unders?
Yeah, 1, 2, 3. There's 4 games starting in the 12:00 hour here today. Boston, Toronto, yeah. New York, Baltimore.
And then Marlins, Tigers as well at 1
yes,
o'clock.
Yeah. At 2 o'clock, you've got Philly and the Cubs last night. A grand slam in that game. End up putting the Cubs over the top against Philadelphia.
Hey, Joe, how many Marlins is our guy Matty Boyd going to strike out today?
Listen, don't sleep on the Marlins. Marlins end up coming back again last night. Now they've won, what, 4 in a row? 5
Ooh.
In a row now? Yeah, they've
and
won
do you
5.
You think they're going to get another one when it is, Trevor Richards on the hill instead of Caleb Smith?
I'm just saying they've won 5 in a row, came back last night to end up beating Detroit. Matthew Boyd hasn't exactly been all sorts of sharp going on into.
He's on my fantasy team, don't I know?
Right.
He's still a good source of strikeouts, though. He's still a good source of strikeouts. And, you know, there's plenty of ways to skin a cat. Maybe a prop bet there is in order.
Yeah, there very well could be over there. But I can see already the number is going up for the Yankees today on the money line. I think it's going through the roof. But maybe, and it's a pretty big total I'm looking at for Detroit and Miami. You mentioned Matty Boyd. I think it's at 8.5.
Yeah.
And,
so listen, I'm on a different total. Joe,
you
talked about it before. I'm on that Houston-Chicago White Sox total, okay? It is 9, which is high, but I love it at 9, not less at 9.5, let's say. But here's the thing, okay? On the hill for the White Sox, Joe, is Lucas Giolito. He's been good lately, okay? He has been. However, his start's been up against the Toronto Blue Jays twice and the Cleveland Indians, who we know he can't score. It's kind of, to me, like, remember when we looked at Chris Paddock, but going up against the Dodgers, right? And then on the other side is this kid, Corbin Martin, who is like, you know, he's a fireballer kid, but he ain't going to go more than 5 innings, okay? Then it's going to be the Houston bullpen, the same bullpen that pitched 4 innings yesterday in a loss to bail out Garrett Cole. So to me, all these things in play, I don't think Giolito does the same against the Houston offense, and I think we're going to see the Houston bullpen. I like the over on this White Sox-Astros game.
Ah, there you go, man. I like the way you're thinking. Plenty of opportunities here to profit today. A lot of day games getting ready, of course, for tonight's showcase, the NBA Milwaukee taking on Toronto. We'll dive into some more of those games, some more of the numbers. We'll talk a little golf, a little NBA. We'll get you ready to make it rain. Fantasy Sports Radio Network coming up.
Time fantasy. A superstar like Damian Lillard has to take over. You know, you want to be regarded as a superstar. You see Golden State charging. You got to find a way to get a basket and stave off some of the momentum. And, you know, I don't like killing Dame because we know how good he is. But, you know, this is where you're measured in the postseason. You know, this is the epitome of an elite team in Golden State. This is where you got to shine.
Weekdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide worldwide, use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
The Fantasy Sports Network is ready to take you out to the ballgame. Our experts and analysts are following the boys of summer through all 162 games of the 2019 MLB season with the best fantasy baseball analysis in the industry. Catch the latest news and notes every day to help you win your fantasy leagues and your DFS tournaments. We'll always want you back listening and watching the Fantasy Sports Network on the FNTSY radio app and the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, where we're rooting for your fantasy baseball team.
Welcome back. It is Make It Rain here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Dane Martinez, we get Joe Ranieri back in a hot second. You know, one of the things I wanted to mention, you know, as we get Joe back, we were talking about Jeopardy James the other day. We were talking about Jeopardy James and how he kind of goes crazy, you know, picking the $500 and the $1,000 questions first and always going all in on the daily doubles. And here's the thing with that. You know, we talked about how front office guys are now starting to say they want him in Major League Baseball, you know, and that's the thing. His game theory is absolutely correct. And we talk about finding an edge, you know, all the time. Right. And I was going to ask Joe this exact question. And when he comes back, I'm going to ask him this. You know, if you make the daily double a true daily double, right? You're risking it all to double up. It's like it's an even odds bet, right? In terms of just the money that it would happen, like you make an even odds bet, right? But we've also talked about this. Jeopardy James, like he knows that, you know, he's got an 80 to 90% chance of answering the question right. That's what he's been doing. You know, 80, 85, 90% of his questions are correct, right? So if you could ever get even odds on something that you know is really an 80% proposition, that's great edge. That's great expected value right there, right? And so that is, in essence, what he's doing. He is finding an edge every single time with the daily double. And I thought that was interesting. You know, we talk about edges all the time. And so that is what we have there for, you know, our boy Jeopardy James. I also want to remind you guys that today we have a poll question, just like everybody else up, just like every other day. We got a poll question up at FNTSY Radio, at Joe Ranieri, at Spittin' Speeds. And the question is, you know, there were the wins of free agency moves this summer. And our guy Bavona told us that the odds for where Kevin Durant will land have come out. Bavona, why don't you bring those up right now so we could talk through some of those as we're going to get Joe back. But the poll question is, will the Knicks land Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving this summer in NBA free agency? The questions are, the options are, they'll land both of them, land neither, just KD or just Kyrie Irving. And right now, interestingly enough, that the fact that they will get neither one of them is actually leading with 48% of the vote. I do believe that Kevin Durant is headed towards New York. Hey, Bavona, you got those odds up, my friend? Okay, how about we work to get on that? Right now, though, 48% of you say they'll get neither. I disagree. I do think they'll wind up with one of them. I don't know if they'll get both. That's what 32% of you are voting at. 12% say just KD. 8% say just Kyrie. I actually think it will be, in fact, just KD. I think Kyrie's going to wind up going to Los Angeles to rejoin LeBron. I think he will humble himself on that one. And then when it comes down to it, you know, I think it'll wind up being Kemba Walker. That's the guy that I would love to have instead of, you know, Kyrie. I think he's a little bit too mercurial, shall we say. So I think it'll wind up being Kevin Durant, Kyrie Walker. I mean, excuse me, Kemba Walker, and of course, R.J. Barrett with the number 3 overall pick. But Kevin, Bavona, you got them up right now?
So this is So this is according to this is from Forbes.com here, and according to my bookie, the Knicks are the favorites at minus 150. The Golden State Warriors are plus 100.
Warriors are the second choice, right?
Yep. The Warriors are the second choice. The
plus 100. Yep. Go ahead.
The field, the entire field, it's plus 300. The Brooklyn Nets are plus 400. The Los Angeles Clippers and the Los Angeles Lakers, they are also plus 400. That's specifically for Kevin Durant. There aren't really any odds for Kyrie Irving.
Yeah. We're not worried about Kyrie right now. But tell me who the teams that aren't listed, because the idea of the field is interesting to me as the third choice, right? But in order to go with the field, you would have to think about, what are some teams that are possible that are not listed. So tell me the teams that are listed again there.
So the teams listed, and I'll do it in order of most likely. It's the Knicks minus 150, Golden Warriors plus 100, Nets, Clippers, and Lakers all plus 400.
That's, and the Clippers are in there, huh? The Nets, Clippers, and the Lakers. So you got those five teams, correct? Knicks, Warriors, Nets, Clippers, Lakers. So the and then the field. So the question is really, are there any other kind of contenders where you could see it happening that are not listed? And it sounds like we got Joe Ranieri back in there right now. You know, Joe, I was talking about our poll question, which is, you know, odds have come out with Kevin Durant, where he will land this summer. And so I asked, you know, Knicks, will the Knicks get KD and Kyrie this summer? Right now, Joe, 48% of the people in the poll say they will get neither Kevin Durant or Kyrie Irving, which I find interesting. I do think Kevin Durant winds up in New York, but they're hanging odds, and it's Knicks, Warriors, Nets, Clippers, Lakers are the ones that have odds. And then the field, Joe, is at like plus 300 or plus 350. And I think that's an interesting bet, although I can't find any contenders who it might be outside of those five, Joe.
I can't see. The problem with KD is you just don't know the motivation behind this guy. Like, what is his motivation here? If it's to win, why in the hell would you leave Golden State, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, if all he cares about is winning and nothing else matters, which was originally his motivation when he came there to begin with, he didn't think he could win with Russell Westbrook, so... I'm going to go ahead.
That's not his motivation anymore. And let's assume his motivation is to be the man.
So if his motivation is to be a man, I'm not sure. The only thing that's interesting to me, if to stay in the West, there's only one team worth staying in the West for, and that was the Clippers, of course.
Right.
Steve Ballmer, who happens to be a big tech guy. We told you, of course, that Kevin Durant's got this big, you know, he's a smart in sports investing guy as well. He loves the tech industry. He's got startups. He's got all. So to have, you know, Joe LaCobb as your current owner to be able to help with that, going to Steve Ballmer, who's just as successful in that arena, that's a good thing. There's no way he could not have been impressed by what he watched when he played that team. Patrick Beverley, they lost two games against them. So you had to think that Kevin Durant was keeping an eye on that and measuring that team out and going, like what I see here, guys. It's a possibility. If he's going to go and stay in the West and compete against Golden State, because he knows what they got. So if he's going to leave there, do you want to stay in the West? Probably not.
No,
if you
I
don't
think the
go
Knicks
to,
are a deserving favorite. I think the Knicks are deserving
favorites
in this.
Absolutely. But I think there's a lot of other pieces still that have to fall into place. The problem with him is I don't know if this whole back and forth with Chris Broussard, I don't know if it's just banter. Is he doing Broussard a favor by keeping Broussard in the headlines and the rating? You know what I mean? You don't know. I know these guys have a relationship. So would I put it past a professional athlete like a Kevin Durant to do something like that to boost up, you know, Broussard and what's going on with him right now? No, I would not. So I don't know how much meaning. I mean, Broussard's telling me that in the past, KD's gone after him, but it's always been behind the scenes. Well, then why the hell take it out in front? Like, why would he Why would he now do that? So I don't know how much to buy into this whole back and forth here,
you know what,
with Kevin Durant.
Back and forth, though, Joe, you know, I don't really care about the details of it, to be quite honest. What I do care about, though, is it's just yet another proof point, another example that Kevin Durant hears the noise. You know what I mean? And that to me is something that would worry me, similar to how it worried me about A-Rod as a Yankees fan. He hears the noise, and guess what? There's a lot more noise in New York City than there ever is in Oklahoma City or in the Bay. And that would be the one thing that would give me a little bit of fear of Kevin Durant taking the bright lights in Big City and that stage, because he is an emotional guy. I mean, he had a burner account on Twitter, for goodness sakes, to clap back right at the haters. You know, like, I don't know if that's the DNA I want of my superstar, someone who's going to hear the noise, hear the pressure, hear the drama. You know, that would be my only concern about this story with the Broussard. Not the back and forth. I don't care, you know, that sort of thing. But the fact that he feels the need to respond, or that he lets it get to him in any sort of way, I want my stars to be a little bit tougher than that, Joe. One other thing, real quick, Joe. I know we got this break and you were popping in and out. I mentioned before you got back on, I tried to bring it full circle, Joe. We talked about Jeopardy James, right? And, like, we talk about expected value and edge all the time, right? And the reason he goes all in on the daily doubles, Joe, every single damn time, is because he knows he's got, like, an 85, 90% chance of getting the proposition right, of answering the question right. And so, like, you got an 85 to 90% chance of getting right. Of course you're going to try to maximize your gain, right, by going all in on the daily double. If I told you there was a horse at even odds, but he's got a 90% chance to win, you would bet that horse. And that's the thing. All he's doing is playing with expected value and trying to maximize it, which is a great strategy, and why MLB front offices are like, yeah, we like this guy. Let's get him on into the fold.
Yeah, and I thought it was kind of funny last night on the show, and what a shock, he ended up winning again. Last night on the show, he did the classic, and this is how you know he's a total sports investor, right? When the question came up as far as, you know, what's the category, what do you want, you know, how much they, you know, and they got that daily double and like, okay, how much? And he's like, yeah, I'll take, give me two dimes. And that was exact. So,
Trebek ask to clarify?
Dimes, please.
All right.
That's 2000.
I know.
There you go.
Two dimes, please.
Yeah. All right.
That's 2000.
I know.
Trebek's like, I know you're a gambler. I get it. Two dimes. It is. Yes. Which is awesome. And I thought that was hysterical because yesterday you have, you know, gamblers rejoice going, that's it, sure, man. That a boy representing, baby. Representing. Like, he's not going to get beat. I think what they should do, he's got a 25-day total now of close to $2 million. He won another 72.
Ken Jennings. They got to bring back Ken Jennings. Yeah. And didn't they have Ken Jennings play against, like, I don't know, like the IBM supercomputer and something like that? It was just like a joke. They need to have our guy James versus Ken Jennings versus the supercomputer as a matchup.
Well, they have, they do it, and they did it last year, too, the whole reunion of past champions. They have a past champion
or something. Yeah,
and they should do it, you know, the top three guys. They should just bring back the top three all-time winningest guys. Jennings, there was another guy, too, with Jennings that won millions of dollars. Bring him back, and let's go. I would actually do that, and then open up a ring, and let's get some boxing gloves on, guys, and see whose ass they kick. That'll be fun.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody. I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
The Fantasy Sports Network is ready to take you out to the ballgame. Our experts and analysts are following the boys of summer through all 162 games of the 2019 MLB season with the best fantasy baseball analysis in the industry. Catch the latest news and notes every day to help you win your fantasy leagues and your DFS tournaments. We'll always want you back listening and watching the Fantasy Sports Network on the FNTSY radio app and the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, where we're rooting for your fantasy baseball team.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
All right, guys, getting ready here for wow, so much going to happen here over the next couple of weeks. But yeah, even this weekend here, as we try to establish who's coming out of the East, who's playing the Golden State Warriors, we've got NHL Stanley Cup getting ready to go here, and what a layoff that is, and as well, I don't think that starts until sometime next week.
Memorial Day on Monday, I think, is game one.
Yeah, we told you we got French Open action, tennis this weekend. We're going to have the Belmont here in just another week or so. World Cup is coming, the Women's World Cup. So it's as much as people want to bitch and moan that, oh, there's nothing going on here, man. Like, just all I got is bit. No, there's a lot going on. Good opportunity for you to do a couple of things. Number one, kick back and relax, you know, and really? Just get ready for
play
football season. Yeah, play with the kids, talk to people. You know, be sociable, that kind of thing, or quite simply go ahead and dive into a little WNBA or dive into a little tennis or a little something along those lines, as horrific as that may sound. Yes. And by the way, if you're looking to get into any of this and you're like, wow, you know what, it's wouldn't be too bad putting a few bucks down on the World Cup and some of these events coming up. You can do so by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, by the way. You know how much we love our folks at FanDuel. It's Jersey's largest sports book. You go to FanDuel.com/grid. You can receive a free bet of up to $500. And there, and believe it or not, yes, that's not a misprint. It's a $500 free bet when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. You get point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, in-game wagering, whether it's college or pro sports. You're always in control. Simply go to FanDuel.com/grid, open your new account, and claim your free wager of up to $500 today. Do it here, Dane. And that's kind of cool, right? $500 a free bet. What are you throwing it on? If you got the $500 free bet, what are you going to place it on? What's going to be your? Are you going to do a future, or are you going to go something like, are you going to go tonight with Matty Boyd? What are you doing?
No, I would do a future, because listen, if I get that free money, then I'm okay to bet something that's a huge minus number, right? Because it's free.
Okay.
You know, it's just a little short-term loan. So I'll throw it on the United States women to win the U.S. Women's World Cup. This way I could, you know, ride with America all summer long. That's what I'm going to like to do. You know, like July 4th, I can be holding a ticket, repping the ladies of America. Zach Ertz's wife, you know, Julie Ertz on the squad. I'm into that. Joe, and by the way, you talked about the FanDuel Sportsbook. I got to tell you something. All right. It's the holiday weekend coming up, right? Barbecues, women can wear white, all that good stuff. And you know about my love, you know, me and my lovely fiance, we're getting ready to, you know, make it happen. On Sunday, we are going to one of her friends' house, who's having a barbecue, right? Good old American Memorial Day weekend barbecue. Sounds great, right? It's in New Jersey, Joe. And, you know, here I'm in New York City, right?
Right.
And so I was like, you know, because I just didn't want to drive and go through the traffic and all that stuff, right? But then I was like, oh, wait. So wait, we're going to be in the state of Jersey. I was like, so I can make bets using my FanDuel app because I will be in the state of New Jersey. So that was like an exciting thing for me. I knew I was going to be in New Jersey. So this is how much of a degenerate I am. There were two things that I was excited about. One, I could use the FanDuel app and make bets in the state of New Jersey. I got a couple of NFL futures I want to get in, stuff like that. And also, I can get cheap gas. You know, the gas is so much cheaper in Jersey than it is from New York. These are the things that go through my mind when I'm going to be in the state of New Jersey. I can get cheap gas, and I can make bets on the FanDuel app.
I love that. And that, it's not a bad way to approach it, though, isn't it?
I'm looking
it's
kind of easy in every way possible, you know?
That's right.
Get me cheap gas, I'm on board.
You are ready to rock and roll. Everything starts with cheap gas, man. As soon as you can do that,
right.
you can actually
right.
start to you can start to maneuver out a little bit, man, and start to venture out. So
anybody in the tri-state area knows that you grab that gas station coming right before the GWB so you can get that cheap gas and fill your tank as much as possible. I defy someone who's in the tri-state area right now to not hit me up in the chat room and be like, you right, Dan, you right.
Love that. Absolutely love that. Well, if you had the 500 free bucks at FanDuel and you're looking tonight for the Bucks in Toronto. Maybe you're convinced one way or the other how this series is going to go out. I can tell you this. The Bucks lost game four by 18 points, right? That is just the seventh time that Milwaukee has lost a game by 10 or more points this season. Didn't happen very often. But when it did, the Bucks went 6-0 the following game against the spread and covered it by 12, almost 13 points. Now, We talked about this earlier. That's all fine and dandy when you start quoting what they did during the regular season. But this inherently is a different animal because of the familiarity of these two teams now. So the fact that you would get blown out by the Clippers on a Tuesday and then, you know, Thursday you'd play the Nets and you'd come back and back. It's two totally different animals. So careful when you start looking at those types of trends and angles and going, well, they've done this in the, you know, during this. Well, that's not even remotely close to the same thing. They're not playing a new team that they can go ahead and get. They're playing the same damn team. And there's a few things that come with that, Dane, including the fact that the Milwaukee Bucks, yeah, they're at home, but they remember they're looking at the faces of the same dudes who just beat them by 18 points. So, and those guys understand exactly how they beat you by 18 points. They know what they did. So I love the statistics and the trends and angles, which is all great because you can certainly use it to utilize the information and try to come up with the right side of a wager and try to make the best, most responsible bet that you can. But the truth is, man, when it comes to the playoffs and it comes to conference finals now, the familiarity, I don't know that you can put a trend or an angle on that due to the fact that these two teams, they know each other better than anybody right now. They're not some random, you know, Brooklyn Nets on a Wednesday night now after getting blown out. This is the same damn team. I think it's going to be a hell of a lot more competitive, but I'm not going to put a whole lot of stock into any of the statistics that you're going to tell me the Bucks did during the regular season because, A, they're not the same team, and, B, they're not playing the same. You know, that's not the same schedule. This is a different animal. So be careful when you approach it tonight trying to figure out what side going, well, they were, you know, they were 6-0 this year in situations like this. Not the same thing, guys.
Yeah, no, I think that's fair. You know, out of everything you just said there, the part that I put the most weight on is the idea of the familiarity. And as the series goes along with these familiarity – as they start to know each other, you know, the margin of error just becomes smaller and smaller kind of thing, right? And so I just think there will not be any blowouts moving forward. I think these teams know each other. I think it's going to be more of a grind. I think it's going to be more nip-tuck. To be quite honest, I think the pace of play will be slower. I think it'll be a more like a kind of mid-90s Eastern Conference slugfest. So I think if I'm getting 6.5 points, like honestly, I think Milwaukee will win tonight. Okay, I do. But I don't, but that number would scare me because I think in general we're going to see closer competitive matchups tonight. I think the under is nice because of, like I said, I think it's going to be more half court. You talk about how the familiarity helps with defense. They know people's moves. They know the spots on the floor that they're trying to get to. They know what you are trying to do against you. I like Milwaukee to win, but I don't know that I like them by more than seven. So, you know, I may start with the Toronto plus points and then look to see what I could do live and see if this is one of those games where the home team gets going and the towels start waving and it becomes like a runaway and hide situation. Then I would, you know, try to anticipate and get ahead of that and get a Milwaukee position. But to me, moving forward, I think we're going to have competitive close games. So I'm in a spot where I like Milwaukee to win, but I ain't going to pay three bills on the money line. But that 6.5 or 7 seems a little bit too much for me because I think we're seeing close games from here on out.
What is the first half line? Do we have a number on that yet? Because
sure,
I know a lot of people will be looking this and going, all right, it's at home. Milwaukee's going to come out. They're going to be flying. They're going to be ready to rock
and
roll. 4.5. So, okay. So it's almost half of what you got for the full game there. Some people think this is, you know, what I've been seeing and in hearing is that some people believe this is going to get bet up to possibly 8. There's going to be a ridiculous overload of money coming in. Yeah, for full game coming in on Milwaukee here. And it's funny, Fred Van Fleet, right? You got we're talking about Fred Van Fleet last game. You're talking about the other guys, Ibaka over here with Marc Gasol. You're talking about a whole lot of role players on the. And you've talked about this all week here, having these role players show up in these games here. Norman Powell, for instance, right? Guys that had these monster games. Even, listen, Brooke Lopez. The difference between Brooke Lopez between game one compared to the – exactly correct. Same thing with Nick Nurse. So, really, who is going to show up from Toronto's bench tonight? Who's going to deliver that home away? Now, I happen to think – I don't know what the – we'll look into these numbers – I don't know what the prop is for Lowry tonight, but I do think, and I said this after two, I think he has found something here. I think this guy is ready to rock and roll.
I was on Kyle Lowry over in game three or game three. Four, the last one, you know, and he scored 12 points in the first quarter. You know what I mean? And if Kawhi is compromised, the ball is going to be in Lowry's hands a bunch. Yeah, I agree with you. He might have found something.
I think he did. Yeah, I think he's got the momentum. I think he's got the confidence. So I would keep an eye on Lowry tonight. I think he is a guy that'll shoulder the load. But you are, without a doubt, you are going to need Norman Powell. You're going to need Fred Van Fleet. Right. You are going to need
Ibaka, these guys.
Exactly. And if I'm Milwaukee, the thing that I'm going to do tonight right from the get-go and give credit to Nick Nurse and to this veteran Toronto team, understanding that we can't compete with these guys in a track meet. It's never going to work. They've gotten their asses handed to them every time that they have done that. Try to make it a track meet. What made them win the last two games, part of the reason was they slowed the tempo and the pace down to a crawl, and their half-court defense for Toronto has been absolutely magnificent. And I don't know if you've seen this, too, about Milwaukee. Keep this in the back of your head, guys, in case Milwaukee actually happens to advance to the finals at Golden State. They're having a hard time switching and getting to the perimeter on guys like Fred Van Fleet and Kyle Lowry. They're having these guys are huge. They're big. They're lengthy. I get that. But have you noticed how hard it is for them to switch off and to chase guys like Fleet and Lowry? They're getting there a half a step later now. They're a little bit slower. They're a little bit bigger.
There'll be no good when it's Steph Curry and Klay Thompson.
Right. There is a reason why Toronto is now leading in this series in three-pointers. The reason they are is because Milwaukee is kind of wearing down now trying to chase those guys. So, and that's what we talked about. All of a sudden, the blueprint being laid out here for Golden State as they watch. How in the hell are you going to keep up with Klay Thompson? And how are you going to keep up with Steph Curry, and you're going to be chasing them around all game. They're already a half a step slower, giving Toronto the opportunity to score more threes. It's, you know, the more and more we watch this now, Toronto is doing possibly Golden State the biggest favor in the world because they are laying it out for them. as great as this team was all year, I think we're starting to see, especially in a seven-game series against the same team, what their faults are and where you can actually beat this Milwaukee team. And unfortunately, those things, you could not come up with a worse mismatch there with what the Golden State Warriors do well.
Oh, yeah. And also, don't forget, you know, if Kevin Durant comes back, that's a guy who can defend a guy like Giannis. Iguodala as well is a guy who could defend a guy like Giannis and force the ball out of his hands and force these other shooters to try to beat you. So, yeah, I mean, Golden State's sitting pretty. They're going to have the rest. They're going to have the advanced notice and blueprint. But we got to see who's going to get there first.
It's going to be huge. I think tonight's winner will ultimately be the winner. We'll take a look at some of those future numbers, too, coming up here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
And the Marlins don't score a run in 26 innings, yet they rough up DeGrom and get the win. Like, out of all the guys, too, that's got to be very, very concerning. You know, Bryce Harper came out. I had to be better. He had two clutch hits in that game. McCutcheon came back. They looked great against in their win last night, right? They came back. The Phillies got it done against the Rockies, and they were a desperate team. And now you look at the Mets, and we're DeGrom getting shelled by a team that can't hit AAA pitching. Concerning.
Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Eastern, on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers. DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Fantasy Sports Today.
I can talk myself into just about any team, George, after the draft and free agency and be like, hey, look at the moves they made. I think the two teams that I can't do that with are the Dolphins and the Giants. But the Dolphins, I think, are trying to blow it all up. The Giants don't seem to.
Oh, so do I.
The Giants are another team.
They don't seem to know what they're doing either. Like, everyone's making things up as he goes along.
There is no integrity or honesty about the roster and what they're doing. It's the problem with the Giants.
Saturdays, 8 a.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Make it rain, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Welcome in here on this Thursday. As we get ready, a lot of day baseball here today. We'll talk about some of those make it rain plays, our favorites here coming up, some big pitching matchups here today, and of course the NBA tonight, Game 5, Eastern Conference Finals. And Dane, you came up with a pretty cool story here.
Yeah, check this out. You know, I thought it was combining a couple of things we talked about. You know, so it was nothing but baseball last night, so maybe people were watching some other things. And you remember we talked about things like Kate Smith. And, you know, she sung whatever song it was like in the 30s, and we're applying like 2019 context and social perspective to the past. Same thing with like when athletes, you know, we dig up their old tweets when they were 12 years old, things like that. I got to tell you, Last night on TV, Joe, they did a remake of All in the Family and the Jeffersons live in front of a studio audience. Okay,
yes,
like
they
Jamie
did.
Fox, Woody Harrelson, Marissa Tomei as Edith Bunker was hysterical. Okay, but they literally did a script that was real from 1973. And you got to see the millennials on Twitter being like, oh my God, this would never be able to be done, you know, now, even as a satire. I thought it was crazy. You know, Woody Harrelson as Archie Bunker showing his prejudiced self and back and forth he had with Jamie Foxx as George Jefferson, you know, and others. I thought it was amazing to see, again, the 1973 script done in front of a live studio audience, but with the 2019 context. I thought it was absolutely hysterical to see how people responded and being like, oh, that was just explicitly how they talked about women or black people, you know, on TV. I thought it was really interesting to see that script revived 46 years later in the social context of 2019, Joe.
It's funny you should bring that up. Jennifer Hudson yesterday, and what a lot of people are just blown away about, especially the Venmo Bryans of the world,
right.
She redid the Jefferson theme song, the Jefferson, which was one of the best ones, and she did it on the show live, and people went absolutely ballistic, and I think I've got a clip of what it sounded like, because that's one of my favorite theme songs too, man.
Moving
you know,
up, baby.
Yeah.
Now singing one of the great TV theme songs ever, yep. Grammy and Oscar winner Jennifer Hudson.
Yeah.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.